Welcome to The Good Goddess Show, a weekly podcast for women who are fed up, are feeling bloated and tired. I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-around health geek. Let's dive in to the show. Welcome to episode 57 of The Gut Goddess Show. I'm so glad that you are here. I really am. And today I'm going to be talking about some of the things I am loving right now. So this is going to be a bit more of a life update and all the things that I'm super into at this phase in my life. And I'm going to be talking about some books, some recipes, some foods, some fitness things, a couple of geeky tests that I've been running that you can run as well. So all the notes for this will be found on my blog. If you go to supernaturallyhealthy.org/blog, you'll find links to all the things that I'm talking about. And if you have any questions as we go along the way, obviously do get in touch about that. So before we dive on in though, I've got something pretty exciting. If you're listening to this in real time, then head over to supernaturallyhealthy.org/WP/sugar workshop to join me in my sugar solution workshop that's happening on the 24th of April, Wednesday night at 8 p.m. UK time. If you're listening to this in real time, then we are about to dive on in to the sugar coma that is Easter weekend with Good Friday and Easter egg hunts and Easter Monday. And just that general crescendo of sugary goodness is about to be upon us. It's probably not as bad as Christmas, but it's still pretty bad. I know my nieces and nephews can just get like 5 million boxes of chocolate, and inevitably that chocolate gets shared around and there's family things and Easter egg hunts. Or even if you're working in a hospital, I remember when I used to work on the wards as a healthcare assistant, there would just always be some tons of chocolate around. So if you know you have a sweet tooth, if you struggle with sugar cravings and you just can't seem to get to grips with your sweet tooth, and you're kind of scared and intimidated, to be honest, about doing anything about it because it just seems too hard, I want to let you know that you can ditch the sugar addiction, you can say goodbye to sugar cravings, and it can be simpler and easier than you think. And that's what I'm going to teach you in the Sugar Solution Training Workshop. It's free, but it's just because it's free doesn't mean it's crap or filled. I'm not selling the whole time. It's actually filled with some really practical and useful things that are going to help you to get to be where you want to be. So if you know you want to ditch those sugar cravings, deal with your sweet tooth in order to sort out your weight, your energy, your skin, your hormones, your fertility, your mood and anxiety, basically any health issue that you have, if you came to me as a client, whether you came to me with PCOS, whether you came to me with IBS, whether you came to me having had depression for 10 years, sugar is something we would tackle. It's one of those rare things in nutritional science that makes a big impact on everything. And in nutritional science, people don't generally agree on a lot of things, as you might have noticed. You should eat meat, you shouldn't eat meat, you should eat dairy, you shouldn't eat dairy. There's lots of debate, there's lots of research for either way, but everyone agrees that dealing with sugar is really important. So I would love to see you in that workshop, supernaturallyhealthy.org/WP/sugar workshop, or just head to this show notes, head to the bio in my Instagram profile to sign up. You have to sign up in order to get the link, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So that is the main thing. Otherwise, we're just going to roll seamlessly into things I am loving right now. So this is a little bit more of a self-indulgent podcast. I sometimes don't always pick to do things like this, just because I love like being super strategic and being like, this is how you can help your PCOS and depression and anxiety. But I also know from getting feedback from you guys that you guys find this kind of thing really interesting. And also getting a bit of an insight into how I live my life will hopefully really inspire you to make those changes in your own life as well. So there's a couple of things that I am totally loving right now. I'm going to go through the books first. And so I am currently reading a book. So these things that I'm going to talk about are stuff that will help all aspects of your life. So this isn't just nutritional. So the first book that I'm reading at the moment is called Getting the Love You Want by Harville Hendricks. So it's a relationships book. Really, really great book so far. I've not even finished it, but it's kind of shocking and eye-opening all at the same time about why you chose the partner you're with, how to deepen that connection. It's a bit mind-boggling of how attraction works and the, you know, all that stuff that goes on. So if you're looking to just create a more resilient relationship, great connection, learn some more tools and really create a really great, fun and intimate relationship, I think this book so far is being really eye-opening, because often sometimes you read relationship books and it's like, communicate better and talk about how you feel and have a date night. And you're a bit like, oh, well, thanks, Jizo. I really needed a book to tell me that. Those are all pretty obvious. Whereas this actually kind of gets down to some of the why. And for me, being a holistic nutritionist, I am always looking at the why. Just before recording this, I was working with, had a first session with a client, and we were looking at her psoriasis, which she's had for a long time. And I was saying to her, we need to figure out why. Why is this happening? And in relationship issues, if there's disconnections or if there's just a desire to take things deeper and make things more resilient and robust, then you need to look often at the why and the psychology behind why you chose the person you chose to be with. And it's something that me and Joe have been looking at, and I've been really wanting to look at, because obviously having a baby does change things in your marriage and your relationships a bit. So that has been a great book to help with that. The second book has been The Wild Woman's Ways. I can't remember the author, but I'll link it in the show notes. It's a really great book. It's a little bit out there, a little bit woo-woo. Might not be everyone's cup of tea, but I love it. It's all about tapping into your essential femininity, who you are as a woman, and these different practices. The book really outlines certain practices to really help women to connect with their bodies again. And I find that a lot in my work with clients and with my own journey of with, you know, hating my body and learning to love it and really respect and honor my body. Actually, I've had to do a lot of work to connect with my body again. As women, we often disconnect from our bodies because we have been told that they are ugly, that they're fat, that they don't work well, or our bodies can be so sexualized and objectified that we kind of want to disconnect from that. We don't want to be attached to this kind of objectification that can happen to our bodies. And so we disconnect completely from our bodies, and that can cause a whole lot of health problems and just issues. And so this book, The Wild Woman's Ways, is really about embodiment. How do we live as these mind, body, spiritual people? How do we live truly as one? And she really talks about some kind of, she calls them embodiment practices that are really, really helpful, movement practices, and just really leaning into who you are as a woman. I know that all sounds like totally airy-fairy, but I have been loving the book, and I love a bit of airy-fairy stuff, and it makes a lot of sense. So that has been a book I have totally been loving recently. Again, the link for that will be in my show notes. And it's worth saying, you know, I talk to people as my job about nutrition, and I'll talk about supplements, and I also talk about lifestyle shifts. But we really, if you're really looking to pursue greater health, you know, your relationships impact your health. The way that you think impacts your health. I call myself a holistic nutritionist because it's not just about eating kale. And I hope you get that from this show, that the food that you eat, I truly believe, is one of the most powerful resources. I really believe that it is medicine. And most people in our culture are completely underutilizing the power of food. The power of food is medicine. And then we don't realize how powerful it can be. But it's not all about what you eat. There's also how you think, the context and the environment that you live in, your relationships and all of that sort of stuff. So those are two books that I have been loving. So other things that I'm into right now is my chocolate pudding smoothies. I have to say, I don't know if there's ever been a time that I've not been into chocolate smoothies, pudding smoothies. Maybe when I was pregnant, I wasn't that into it because I just wasn't that into eating anything, because hello to feeling sick for 9 months. Didn't enjoy pregnancy at all. You can listen to previous podcasts to find out more about that. But chocolate smoothies with pea protein powder or collagen protein powder has been awesome. And I've also been experimenting with really upping my protein in the morning. And being a new mom, so I have a 6-month-year-old. So, you know, I'm in the new mom trenches, as it gets called. Basically, all new mums are going to be experiencing some sort of adrenal dysfunction just from the lack of sleep, from the stress on the body, from birth, from pregnancy, from keeping a tiny human alive. And so I've been experimenting with that in mind, knowing that my adrenal function, there's basically be a bit of an imbalance and stress going on in my adrenals. Been focusing on upping my protein and experimenting with getting at least about 25 grams of protein first thing in the morning. And it's actually been really helping. So if you're really struggling with what you think is adrenal dysfunction, adrenal fatigue, or just you're really exhausted, maybe you're a new mum as well, or you're just looking to shift some weights, that's also what I've been mindful of, is just making sure that I have that kind of healthy weight loss post baby, because I probably put on about 1.5 stone on top of the actual human and placenta weight. And so I've just been mindful of doing that and actually having a chocolate smoothie with a scoop of pea protein powder or a couple of scoops of collagen powder has been awesome. I've actually been doing really well with having more protein in the morning. And so in terms of what's in my smoothies, a bit of a rundown recipe for you quickly. I'll also write this out in the show notes, but I normally put half a frozen banana. I'll put a scoop of protein powder, a pea protein powder, organic protein powder, or a scoop of collagen powder. Again, I'll link to those in the show notes. I'll put a tablespoon or 2 tablespoons of chia seeds or linseeds in there to really help with that kind of fiber intake. I've sometimes put a small handful of frozen courgette, a couple of drops of stevia just to make it a little bit more sweet, and a tablespoon of cocoa powder in it as well. And then I just blend that all up in a decent smoothie to make sure all the chia seeds and linseeds get blended. I'll also add some almond butter or walnuts to that as well, just to add that nice anti-inflammatory impact. So I've been loving those in the morning. I've been making them with not too much water or cashew milk in, so they're kind of a bit more of a smoothie bowl. Or basically, the reason I like it is it basically is like runny ice cream. That's why I like it. Because I use frozen banana, frozen courgette, and it's basically like, you know, that sort of soft scoop chocolate ice cream? And I have that for breakfast. So, I mean, you really feel like you're living the dream when you're having chocolate ice cream for breakfast. I have to say, when people say to me, eating healthy is so hard, I'm always like, I don't know what you're eating, but the stuff I'm eating is awesome. And it feels way better than, say, eating porridge made with water. I mean, that just sounds grim to me right now. So my morning chocolate smoothies with added protein powder has also been awesome. Another thing I am loving right now from a nutrition perspective is mushrooms, not like button mushrooms or chestnut mushrooms, but medicinal mushrooms. I have been loving getting some reishi in there, cordyceps, chaga. I've been having a teaspoon of mixed mushroom, medicinal mushroom powder in my smoothie, and it has been really helping. Guys, I have not had a cold since being pregnant, including all the sleep deprivation. Being a new mom, when your immune system often takes a crash, my immune system's been really good. Anytime I think I'm getting a cold, I literally can nip it in the bud in one day. And I really think taking these medicinal mushrooms every day is really helping, again, with my adrenals and also with my immune system. And it's just really fun. I've been loving taking the mushrooms. Obviously, these are all kind of medicinal ones. And I first learned about mushrooms during one of my lectures for my postgraduate studies. And I had no idea how powerful medicinal mushrooms are. I've been using a company called Four Sigmatic. They're not a sponsor of this podcast, although maybe I should ask them to be. That's a good point. I've been using a Four Sigmatic blend and it has been great. They are a bit more pricier. These aren't, you know, essential items. I bought them with some Christmas money because I want to try them, because I'm a nutritional geek and I love trying out things. But I've been loving taking it, and my body's been really loving it, and it's been felt like a really nice boost and added that real resiliency as I'm still in that kind of postpartum recovery from a major life thing that is creating a human, and all the impact that having a new baby can have on your immune system. So if you're feeling really stressed, whether you've had a baby or not, you're just kind of in a bit of a stressful time, adding some medicinal mushrooms is a great idea. I have been totally loving it. Okay, another nutritional thing I've been loving is just 90% dark chocolate. I know you might be thinking, 90%, geez, oh, it is strong. But over the years, I am a total chocoholic and I'm not ashamed about it. Chocolate's awesome. I eat it every day. Yes, a nutritionist did just say that. But I used to be all about the milk chocolate, white chocolate. And over the years, I've just step by step gotten darker and darker. And 90% dark chocolate dipped in almond butter is my post-lunch godsend. It really is. It's just awesome. With a cup of like nettle tea, and you've just had like lunch and my baby's maybe asleep. So good. Great source of magnesium, some really good antioxidants in there. Totally loving it. So when it comes to chocolate, don't feel bad. Don't beat yourself up if you like it. Just go slowly, as dark as you can tolerate. And now I love 85 to 90% dark chocolate, and I rarely enjoy anything less than that. It just feels too sweet. But that's a slow palate change that you can do. And it's a really easy way to just kind of reduce the sugar, but get all the benefits of cocoa. And there's loads of benefit to cocoa beans from an antioxidant polyphenol point of view, and also from a magnesium point of view. It's one of the best food sources of magnesium, and most of us are deficient in that. So, I mean, when am I not into chocolate, really? But, you know, it's worth a mention. The next super geeky thing that I've been loving is, drumroll, some blood glucose monitoring. Yeah, so I've done this, been doing this more recently, because pregnancy, when you're pregnant, you naturally go into a slight sort of insulin resistant state just by the nature of being pregnant, which is why obviously that can go a bit too far and you can get things like gestational diabetes, which I didn't have. But I've been aware since being pregnant that my blood sugar, so how much glucose is in my blood anytime, has felt a little bit off. And the last 2 months or so, I've definitely had stronger sugar cravings than I normally would. And a couple of the other symptoms that would kind of go with that sort of insulin mismanagement or blood sugar issues. Obviously nothing serious. I don't have diabetes, guys. That just, you know, if you do have that, you obviously need to go, if you do suspect that, you need to go and get that checked out properly. But I just noticed the symptoms, which are mainly sugar cravings, some issues with my mood and kind of more depression-y mood type things. Those are my biggest signs that my blood sugar is off. So I just got out my blood glucose monitoring kit, been doing a pinprick test every morning to check out my fasting blood glucose, and also been checking out my blood glucose after my meals, 2 hours after my meals as well. And it has been fascinating. I mean, I am a geek in that I do love gathering data and research and evidence and looking at things and, you know, doing all that. And that's what I do with my clients and people in my Nourish community. But it has been super fascinating and kind of shocking as well, actually, because since pregnancy and kind of postpartum, I've definitely been eating more kind of gluten-free grains, so like oats and rice, just from ease and obviously wanting to up my carbohydrate a little bit with breastfeeding and having so many issues with low supply. But since doing blood glucose monitoring, it's been really eye-opening in that my blood glucose just doesn't like eating things like rice and oats and a lot of grains. So I've just cut grains right out of my diet again. And I did this for years and years and years, so this hasn't been a huge change for me. But I've pretty much just generally, most of the time, apart from maybe once or twice a week, just ditched the grains. And that's really been helping stabilize my blood glucose. And I've just been testing out what foods I manage well, what foods I don't. And I've just been loving doing it. This I think blood glucose monitoring, I was doing a workshop on it with a masterclass with everyone in my group coaching community called Nourish. And I was just saying, blood glucose monitoring is kind of like a more helpful version of weighing yourself. So often we get attracted to weighing ourselves because there's a really numerical way we can track progress. But it can be really detrimental, really toxic, and really bugger our relationship with our body and our food up. But blood glucose monitoring, we know from research that if you can stabilize and have a healthy insulin management, healthy blood glucose, if you can avoid that pre-diabetes range and really keep to an optimal level of blood glucose, you can actually help prevent so many of the major diseases. Cancers, diabetes, heart issues, all of these kinds of things are actually linked to your insulin management. So one of the most powerful things you can do is monitor your blood glucose. And it's probably something I will do an episode on all by itself in future and how you can do that, because it is so useful. So that has been really helpful. And I've also set up a spreadsheet for myself where I'm tracking what I'm eating, my blood glucose markers, how I'm feeling. Also been tracking my weight, not often, probably every couple of weeks. And that's just been, I've also been loving a spreadsheet. Not gonna lie, Love a bit of spreadsheet action. Oh dear, how times have changed. So that is something I've been really going into and enjoying. And if you love tracking and you love seeing progress and you want to see numerical progress, or you just want to check in with how you're doing and if you are on track for preventing and supporting prevention of future disease, check your blood glucose levels out regularly. I'm not diabetic, so I don't do it for a diabetic point of view. And it's a really, the kick often costs you about 20 quid, and it's just going to be really, really helpful. So that's something I've been loving, obviously. I'm feeling passionate about my blood glucose monitoring. And the other thing that I've just gotten into has been a bit exercise. And specifically, I've been going along to Buggy Fit classes. So I did a pelvic floor rehab program. Thank you, Wendy, locally, a class, which I highly recommend if you have had a baby, that before you dive into running or any sort of exercise at all, you find a pelvic floor or a personal trainer who can help you do a proper rehab with your pelvic floor, because there's a whole lot of trauma that goes on when you have a baby and give birth, whether it's C-section, vaginal birth, whatever. And she also does a buggy fit class where we all meet in the park with our buggies and our kids and exercise. And I have to say, I'm really loving it right now. I've only been once, but it was so fun. Just like exercising, got proper sweaty. I'm pretty unfit. My butt muscles have basically disappeared. Gone on my days where I could deadlift and squat heavy weights. But that's been really fun. I've really struggled with being pregnant because I was just in a lot of pain as well as being sick pretty much all the time. And I just had to stop exercise. If I could do a 20-minute walk, I was doing good. And so I basically haven't exercised what feels like for a year and a half. And I love exercise. But I've actually showed a lot of self-control, a lot of discipline since having Merlin, my baby, and really limited and really held myself back from going into exercise because I'm quite gung-ho. I do just love it. I did go on a couple of runs, but I felt so wiped out afterwards from an energetic perspective that I knew I wasn't ready. And so I felt really good after this class. I didn't feel too wiped. Apart from my butt feeling sore, I actually felt like it was at the right level and pace for me. And so I'm just so excited to get back into exercise. Guys, I love exercising and I love how it makes me feel. And the past probably month or 2 months, I've been definitely struggling a little bit more mood-wise. I've been finding it really hard just being at home all the time with my little boy. I've not been loving the whole full-time be at home mum thing. I can't wait to have him at nursery, which is going to be happening soon. And I'll be back to have a bit more time to do work and things like this, which I love. And actually that kind of exercise has been really helpful just for my mental well-being and just dealing with all the challenges that kind of being a new mum has. And plus, I've been making friends as well, which has been really, really fun. So I've been loving my Buggy Fit class, and they're across the country as well. I'm pretty sure it's like a chain or a franchise. So if you just want to, I'm not being sponsored for this, but if you have had a baby and you live near a park, just check out the Buggy Fit website. Just Google Buggy Fit and you might find that there's a class near you. And it's people that are trained specifically in terms of helping new mums. So that Wendy, who does ours, she does a proper abdominal check to check, how much separation you have, check how your pelvic floor is. We follow each kind of intervals up with core work. So just see if there's a class near you. If you have kids, and there's those people there with, toddlers, older kids, people like me with young babies. So if you're a mom, give that a go. Otherwise, if you're not, what exercise are you doing and what are you doing that makes you feel good? I'm also found myself a dance class that I'm going to go to. This isn't officially what I'm loving right now because I've not actually done it, but I have felt the pulling to do a dance class for probably about 2 years and I haven't done anything about it. Mainly because I love contemporary dance. I'm not any good at it, but I love that kind of creative artistic expression that comes through dance. And I found a contemporary dance class. So feel free to ask me, guys, in like a month's time, Kezia, how's your contemporary dance class going? Because it's on Monday nights. So I'm going to try and carve out that hour and to go to it and also build up the courage, stuff like that. Especially going to a dance class when I know I'm not a good dancer and I'm not that fit at the moment. And just getting, building up the courage to go to a new class is sometimes a bit scary and a bit hard. So I'm just kind of building up that courage and mindset, and I'm going to go to a contemporary dance class and see how I feel. Because I just know I need to move my body in a different way. Previously, I've just hit the gym hard, running hard, quite hard, masculine sort of exercise. So I need to move into something a little bit more gentle and mindful. And so I've also found a good yoga class near me with a great teacher who does seasonal yoga, which is really lovely. So trying to get to that a bit more. Do my buggy fit once a week, do a dance class once a week. And that's just felt really good to move my body. I just love exercise. One of my dreams is actually to train as a yoga instructor at some point. It's not going to happen anytime soon, but I just love the power of movement is really, really massive and impactful. So those are the things that I'm into. Any of the resources, the books, the protein powders, the medicinal mushrooms, the glucose, blood glucose monitoring, the buggy fit, all of those resources will be linked in the show notes. And I hope this has been helpful. And in terms of a takeaway, just think about, from one of the things I've said, I've talked about nutrition, exercise, kind of personal development with books. I've talked about tracking and testing and getting some generic hard data. What one thing could you do in the next month that's gonna help you? What one action could you take based on what I've talked about? Do you need to move a bit more? Do you need to work on your relationships? Do you need to eat a bit more dark chocolate? What is the one thing that you could do and take from it? And I'd love to hear from you what that one thing is over at Instagram or at Supernaturally Health or at Facebook at Supernaturally Healthy. You can find me using both of those handles. Otherwise, thank you for joining me. And if you haven't left me a review yet, I would love it if you headed over to iTunes to leave me a review. I have 30 reviews, which is awesome. So thank you so much for those of you that have left me a review. And if you haven't done so yet, it's such a nice way of just kind of saying thanks for taking the time, energy, and finance into putting on a weekly show like this. Otherwise, make sure you head over, join me in the Sugar Solution Workshop. It's going to be awesome, 24th of April. And I would love to see you in there. I so love to kind of connect with you guys. I love hearing from you. I really run this podcast for you. So reach out, let me know any questions you have, how you're doing. Join me in the Sugar Solution Workshop. Otherwise, I'll see you next week for another Gut Goddess show. Sending you lots of love. Bye.